You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 23.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is John Burgos. John is the founder and host of the popular Beyond the Ordinary Telesummit series that delivers the next generation of thought-provoking experts to help you to awaken your true potential. Inspired by the profound process that changed his life and awakened his innate abilities as an intuitive, John left behind a successful career in corporate America and has emerged as a highly sought-after personal development and business coach who excels at working with thought leaders and companies that are catalysts for global change. In his new collaborative book, Unwavering Strength, Stories to Inspire You Through Challenging Times, which is set to be released in September, John opens his heart and shares part of his personal story to inspire you to live from your heart, connect with your soul, and to find the unwavering strength to start living your life beyond the ordinary. And John, welcome to Mindful Marketing. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic, Kimberly. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. And I would love to hear about your personal story and how you created Beyond the Ordinary. I see you have a show with incredible guests that you have on. So how did you start down that path?
Oh, gosh, Kimberly. If you would have told me a year and a half ago that I would be hosting an online program and interviewing top experts, I would have told you that you were crazy. I wouldn't know how that was going to happen. I don't know why I would have wanted to do that. But, you know, sometimes you just don't know where the universe is trying to take you so you can continue to grow and expand, right?
Absolutely.
So it was interesting. It was about 6 years ago. I was about 7 years into owning a couple of franchises that I had in Texas. And business was doing okay. It was growing, expanding slowly. It provided a great lifestyle for my family, but I felt like I needed more. I can't say I felt empty, but something was stirring inside of me. And I thought, okay, if I grow my business more, if I focus my attention more there and expand that, I'll start feeling better. It'll start filling the void that I'm sensing inside. And I didn't know how to grow it on my own anymore. I really felt like I'd gotten to the point where, okay, this is as much as I know. And so I'm finally going to invest in myself and I'm going to hire a coach or a consultant to help me out, to take me to the next level. And I'm serious about this. I want to grow. I'm going to reach out for someone great. And I looked and I searched. I did a lot of soul searching about who to hire. And no one was really coming to mind. Then all of a sudden, one day, I remembered that one of my clients who had actually also started, had become a good friend, and I can't believe I didn't think about her before, but that her awareness popped into my mind. And she had coached and consulted founders and high-level executives from Starbucks, from Nike, Hollywood directors. So again, why she didn't come to me, I don't know, but that's okay. I reached out to her in the hopes of her coming on board. And first, she didn't have any availability. And that's a little torn. It's like, how can you not be available? I've helped you all these other times of your business, I've consulted for you, I've given you all this free advice, but it was more of a test, and I can tell you more about that later. But anyway, I finally reached out. Her secretary said, you know what? She's going to make an opening for you. This is what it's going to cost to work with her for 12 weeks. And I nearly fell out of my chair because I was going to invest, but I didn't realize that that's how much she was going to charge.
Sticker shock.
Big sticker shock. And for me, it was a lie. And it was 12 weeks was $10,000. And I had never really invested that much money in myself. I had the income for it, but I was rolled up my sleeve, done things on my own, and I just kind of run with it. And so I thought about it for a couple of days. I called and tried to negotiate, which, by the way, she later told me that in 20 years she's been doing this, no one has ever tried to negotiate her rate. but I had to ask. Anyway, we started working together, and within weeks, things started shifting. And what happened is the first week we started working on business development, and business development quickly turned into personal development. And I now understand why, because whatever's happening in our business is happening elsewhere in our lives, but sometimes we just don't see it because they're big blind spots. Everything is a reflection of everything else. So if I was falling short in business, or if I wasn't satisfied in business, where else in my life was I not satisfied? Where wasn't I growing? Where wasn't I expanding? And then we started working together, and my business started to expand, and things in my personal life started shifting also. And it was absolutely amazing because things were shifting within weeks, not months. Within 2 to 3 weeks, my intuition took on a whole new level. It's like the floodgates of my intuition just opened. I started having prophetic dreams. I started knowing immediately where my business needed to go. And I also started seeing where I thought I was showing up for my kids and my family, and I wasn't. And that started expanding, and that's our experience. And the work was phenomenal, and it was so good. I reached out to her. It's like, what can I do to support your business? Everybody in the world needs to know about this if they don't know about it already, because it was amazing. And other clients that she had similar breakthroughs, but she would later tell me that in the 25 years that she'd been doing this type of work, no one had caught on to it as quickly as I had. I mean, she was being sincere with that. It was in all sincerity. And then she actually offered for me to come work with her because she wanted to build her own online platform to get the work out to the world in a bigger way. And she asked me to join her, and it took me all but 3 seconds to say yes. I sold my business. I jumped on the bandwagon, and we started creating this online business and programs. And it was absolutely phenomenal. And I had no internet experience whatsoever, but everything just came in naturally, and we started learning, and we grew together. We started reaching out to people, and the platform was growing. We were building programs, and about 4 years into her business, there were some issues where there was a lot of creation that needed to go on, and a lot of investment that had come into the company because we were still trying to create more products, but it wasn't rolling out as quickly. The traction wasn't coming in because of technical glitches of the programs. And it got to a point where we couldn't support my salary anymore. And I did everything that I could to stay on board. I worked pro bono for the company for another 5 months because I really wanted to see her succeed and get out there because the work is still phenomenal. But during that time, about 2 months before I quote unquote officially left, it started coming to me, okay, what am I going to do? And all of a sudden I had, again, just the knowings, like start a telesummit. And a telesummit is we actually go online and I host international or transformational leaders from around the world. And I get to interview them. So I interview people like Bob Proctor, Marcy Shimoff, Errol Ford, Rika Zimmerman, Panache Desai, people who are really bringing a similar type message from the platform that we were building. Again, sharing information and how people can transform their lives, transform their limiting beliefs, wake up to a new type of awareness that really allows us to grow into who we are from a heart position instead of from a head position, where we're creating what I call the triple bottom line win, where the products that we're creating it's good for us, it's good for our customers, and it's good for the world. And when it has that thread, when it has that energy behind it, the success that carries with it is absolutely amazing. So we started, I got the idea to build the Telesummit April 6th of last year. And wow. I launched May 6th of last year. I launched it in 1 month with 30 of the hardest to get transformational leaders to get them booked. everybody told me how difficult it was going to be to get everybody scheduled, to get the back end platform done, to get all the emails out, to do everything that needs to go into the infrastructure of running a telesummit. And Kimberly, I have to tell you, it was the easiest thing I've ever done.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's because it was what you were supposed to do. That's incredible.
It was so on path. And so that's how I got started in the telesummit. And the first series ran 10 weeks and it was so successful. I thought it was, okay, I'll try it out for 10 weeks and we'll see how it goes from there. And it was so successful. I kept going and going and going. And now we're going into our fifth season.
That's fantastic. It's amazing when the universe just brings it to you and you're just like, oh, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. Here we go.
Right. Yeah, but in 4 weeks, it was crazy. There's no way that I'm supposed to be able to create this in 4 weeks in the way that we did. But we did. And again, it's because it's so on path out. I was facilitated in ways that I couldn't even imagine. And I allowed it to flow in and I didn't create obstacles in my head. I just followed the flow of it. And it all came together just so beautifully.
That's incredible. And it is the allowing of it. I think we end up fighting so much in our businesses because we think it should be a certain way that we sometimes miss the opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what really was the catalyst for it, Kimberly, and this is just coming up for me, but as I feel into it, it's the truth of it. I think I was so grateful each step of the way for the opportunities, the processes, the people that were showing up, both for the interviews and to help me, and all the support that I was getting, the gratitude that I carried every single day as this was coming up, was really one of the major components that built to the success of the company.
Amazing. So you worked so hard to get these incredible people on. Do you have was it just the universe that brought them to you, or were you have a special trick about people that are out there trying to get clients? Because it's kind of the same idea. You were trying to get people on your telesummit and these were huge names. So what was your special sauce to be able to get them on your show?
There's a few specialists. Now I knew a few of the people that were on. They weren't the large speakers. There were speakers that were pretty well known. So that helped me form a basis. But I asked for help. I wasn't afraid to ask for help. And I also didn't hesitate to go big. I didn't hesitate to ask for the big names. I didn't think, oh, I'll start small and then I'll grow big. The universe really wanted to bring something in that was going to do well, that was going to be recognized. And I didn't allow my fears to get in the way or my preconceived judgments to get in the way. And I just reached out and I received a couple of no's, and those no's actually turned into yeses afterwards. But I knew that the timing wasn't right and I didn't try to force it. So it wasn't a no and I kept hounding, pestering and all that. Again, I just followed the energy of it and it kept popping up. But again, the big component, Kimberly, for getting clients, first of all, my intentions of why I was building the show were so authentic. And the speakers, their staff, and the people from their audience could feel it. My integrity was 100% exposed, and they felt it. They couldn't help but feel it. And what I was getting from a lot of the speakers, Kimberly, were, and this was the exact response probably from about a third of the speakers that we reached out to. We typically don't do first-time telesummits, or we're not doing telesummits anymore. They're not profitable. We don't get anything from it. But for some reason, we have to say yes to you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. So now that we're in mind, body, spirit, which we know we have the beliefs and the intentions and everything to move forward. But when we go to actually do the marketing, sometimes we find specific challenges. What do you think are the challenges that we run up against the most as mind, body, spirit entrepreneurs?
Oh gosh, there's so many challenges because there's so many distractions out there, Kimberly. There are so many different people doing things so many different ways. And there's all these new programs coming on. Do we try this or do we try that? And what's the latest and greatest thing? And getting caught up in trying to do it like somebody else, or trying to follow somebody else's system, or thinking that someone else out there is more successful than you and you can't do it in the way that they did, it'll just throw you off your path. I think the big thing is that you have to follow your knowing of what you want to create and then follow a system of someone who's been successful and make sure it fits for you. You can tweak it here and there, but follow especially a back-end system. When I created the telesummit, I didn't create the idea for the telesummits. Telesummits been out there for a while, but I did research and I was familiar with telesummits, and I followed the people who were really successful, the people who were doing it well, the people who had traction in the market. And I won't say I duplicated it, but I duplicated their surface systems that worked well. And in that, I had a foundation from which to grow my platform from. So, you know, the one thing I'd suggest is really look at who's doing it well, sign up for their emails, follow their sales funnels, see what feels right to you and what they're doing and what's not, and tweak it to your voice, tweak it to your personality, tweak it to your audience and who you're trying to attract. And that'll just take you a long, long way. And don't get so caught up in trying to catch up with the latest technology or the newest and greatest thing, or following everybody and their mother that's trying to do the same thing, because you will get caught in a wave of information that's hard to get out of and that keeps you stuck in doubt whether or not you should invest in this or invest in that. And you also wind up spending a lot of money unnecessarily in programs that don't really serve you.
Yeah. And I always like to point out that that's not your unique ability. If you're in mind, body, spirit, you have some amazing talent you're trying to get out there, and then you get sucked into these programs and your time is spent somewhere where it shouldn't be. So I would say bring in the right team and focus on what you do best.
Oh, and that's a great point, Kimberly. Also, invest in an assistant or in someone that's going to help you. I mean, really, it's that small investment, because you hit the nail on the head. As entrepreneurs or as people who are bringing out specific information out into the market, you have a special, unique gift that you are solely qualified to share with the world. But when you try to be the expert in everything, when you try to handle your shopping carts and create email funnels, and that's not what your passion is, you may be okay in it, but you need to bring this in someone that can help you with that, that loves to do it, because you want that energy vibration to match your passion. And you want the support behind it so that you can focus your time and energy with your message, with what you're here to do, and let them do what they love to do. And in that, you create a team that's really going to support you as you launch and as you continue growing in the future.
Yep, that is the most sound advice we can give.
Yeah, completely. Well, I learned that lesson also. And again, I was blessed when I started the show right off the bat to find a couple of my assistant who's still with me and my web developer who does all these other things, but it's three of us running the show, and I'm in the mid six figures right now after a year. And I run a lean machine, and they still comment. They actually work in other telesummits also and consult. They work for me 3/4 of the time, and then they take on other contract work as well, because I'm cool with it, because they do what they do so well and they have the time to do it. And they still can't believe how easy it is for us. And compared to the other summits that are of similar size or maybe even larger, they're like, it's chaos over there. I don't know why we run so smoothly and easily over here, but we do. And it's the way we set up our systems.
Yep, absolutely. And you don't have to have a huge staff. I love that you're three people. Because people seem to think, oh my God, who do I have to hire? And it becomes an overwhelm. And then you have to manage people too. And that in and of itself is another challenge.
Another reason I want to get out of corporate. Thank you very much. Yes.
So what marketing strategies have worked best for you?
Networking. If online, networking is the biggest thing. We did it when we were running the other platform. We got so caught up getting our platform up, getting our technology in place, trying to get our message out, that for a couple of years, we didn't go out there and truly network and get to meet people who were in our field. And you'll find in the mind, body, spirit community, in this transformational community, everybody just wants to help each other. The people that have been in this for a while, the people that are authentically doing this type of work, all want to help each other. It's such a supportive, collaborative community. It's absolutely blown me away. Because corporate wasn't like that. It wasn't like that at all. And what we weren't doing is we weren't getting out there enough to build relationships to support us. And we support them as well. It's just this fantastic mix of energy. But if you're building your platform, you're building your online program, if you've got your clients that you're meeting with, still go out and meet people that are doing what you're doing, that are building their business in a similar way. Go out there and sign up for seminars from people who are really successful at what you're doing, and get to meet them also. And that is going to help you grow your business in ways that you can't even imagine, because the support you're going to receive, the wisdom that's going to be shared with you, and the energy that you're going to attract by being around other successful people in your industry is going to pay off dividends that are just going to support you so well into the future.
And I love that advice of following the people that are doing what you want to do or are doing, because you can learn so much. And I do love how this whole community just helps. There's no competition. I like to call everybody complimentors, and it's a fantastic thing.
Yeah. And you'll feel when people are in competition or when they're being truly helpful. And again, in this community, you'll find that it's just so collaborative, and we cannot forget to go out there and build relationships, because that's why we do in the mind, body, spirit community what we do. We're building relationships with ourselves and with other people. We're helping our clients do that. And so we need to gift that to ourselves as well.
Absolutely. So how do you determine your ideal client?
Oh gosh, the ideal clients. It goes twofold for me. Again, when I look at inviting transformational leaders onto the show, I really focus on the authenticity of the message. On the Telesummit, again, because we're talking about transformational work, and we talk a lot about esoteric subjects. I mean, I have channelers, psychics on the calls, as well as law of attraction experts, and just psychologists also. We kind of run the gamut. But the one thing that I really look at is the authenticity of the speaker. I really have to feel that their intention is to really help the community, to help the world at large, that their mission is to serve. And that's just served me extremely well, because it's I've had amazing guests on the show, and I also get out of my own way when I book speakers, because there's different information that the audience is looking for. And I can't really be the judge if a certain speaker comes on and if their topic is what I would consider too basic for me, it doesn't mean I can't have them in the show, because people in the audience are still resonating with that part of the message. They're showing up for that. And so again, authenticity from the speaker, their intention to really help the community, that they come from heart. It's just huge for me. And I pre-interview everyone. Well, I pre-interview 98% of my speakers, not every one of them, because there's some just guided to wait until the interview because something wants to open while we speak. But I get to know my transformational leaders in advance. And in that, again, we form that relationship. We open up a field so that we can actually vibrate the conversation up to a higher level during our interview. And when we do that, the audience can feel it. And we get comments all the time about how we really bring out the best in the speakers that come on the show. Now, for attracting clients that are ideal clients for the private practice that I had, because I also did coaching and consultants outside of the Telesummit and outside of the platform also. I help people with a deep, deep forgiveness process, help people overcome their limiting beliefs. And there were certain processes that we used that were actually taught to me when I hired my coach, 6 years ago, to help me get out of the rut that I was in when I was running these franchises. And that work is profound. And how I found those clients, it was typically by referral and word of mouth, because the work was just so good that it started coming in that way. But I also started sharing with other people. Again, I started building relationships. Like, listen, if your client's going through this, I can help them. If they're stuck in their business, if they're stuck in their relationships, this process is going to help them. And I would speak whenever I could about what I do and how we do it, because I could see how it could apply to different people. So it's the word of mouth and the grassroots and grown organically is what helped tremendously when I was growing that business.
But the power of being in contact with somebody, there is no, with all of the technology and the social media and everything, you can't replace that. That's for sure.
The personal relationships are really something that cannot be replaced with everything that's going on. Of course, we want to leverage our work And that's when the internet, social media, and all the technology that we're building for our platforms comes into place. But we have to have a basis for what we're building. We have to support ourselves financially while we're building these other things also. Because a lot of people want to go from zero to 100, you know, within a couple of months. And while I was fortunate enough that that happened to me with the Telesummit, that's not what happened in other businesses that we were trying to build. And so we really have to set ourselves up where we have a nice base of support so that we're not stuck in fear, uncertainty, and doubts as we're trying to build our platform. We're actually in a position where we feel that we're supported in growing it. And it goes a long way when you can remove that nervous energy from what you're trying to build.
Yep. And then you can focus and move forward. And talking about social media and the internet and everything, how do you leverage social media? What's the best way for you?
What we do is we like to post comments and really pump up our speakers that are on the show. So, you know, we'll send out information about the speaker and the upcoming interview, and then we'll post tiles with quotes from the show, which is fantastic. So we'll get a couple of quotes, we'll post on social media with some beautiful pictures behind it, and we get great traction from that. But what I find, and I'm sure you've heard this before, Kimberly, what really helps in social media is when I put something out about myself or share something, some insight or some aha that's come to me, that's when I get the most response and likes and shares on social media, especially on Facebook. And again, it's that personal touch that just goes a long way. And people can feel there's like an opening in the field that occurs when you become vulnerable and you share your personal story and your fears or angers or happiness. I mean, whatever emotions are coming up, it's like these shields come down for the people that are following you, and they start responding back and they start sharing their story. And that's when you really start getting community going.
I'm always amazed at the interaction you get when you do post something, and it could be the most simple thing about what you did that day versus anything else you can post. So it just blows my mind every time it happens. I'm like, huh.
Yeah, I just shared a $10,000 idea and I got like 5 likes. I just shared something my dog ate 2 weeks ago and I got like 2,000 likes, right? What's up with that?
It's the funniest thing, but it absolutely works.
Yeah.
How do your customers prefer to engage with you? Is it a specific type of social media? How are they giving back their feedback?
Our audience is really intimate with us. So what I've done during the show, and this can apply for any business, so it's not just for the Telesummit, I include all of my audience in the journey. So whenever I have an interview, it's they're part of the conversation instead of just listening, which is really interesting. So they're engaged, and after the shows, people respond, wow, that really spoke to me. Wow, it's like you were talking directly to me. And we get that all the time. So people actually send me personal messages and email all the time. I probably get about 10 to 15 on a daily basis, if not more, where they're saying things like that. And again, it's because we're opening up relationship and we're making people feel included. I'm not pretending to be the expert that knows everything or the transformational Telesummit expert. I'm just on the call with everybody else, and I'm just happen to be the one that's leading the conversation. And I won't say leading the conversation. I'm the one that's in the conversation with the person that we're interviewing, but the audience is along for the ride and they're a big part of it as well. So I get good response on social media, but the personal interaction happens live on the show. So people type in a lot to our email, to our support. They have my direct email address also, and I open it up and I reply back. I'm engaged. It's not like, oh, this is so sweet, and then just let it go. I open up the field with my audience also. And because of that, we've got such a loyal, amazing, wonderful following that, you know, I just want to keep feeding with my heart and with my soul, because we're all in this together. And again, it's that relationship aspect that is so important. It's so important. So Kimberly, you know, we work online, we do internet business, we try to get our programs out, but we can't forget the humanity portion of it. We can't forget who we're talking to, and we can't forget that the people that are coming to us, they're longing for that personal touch.
Absolutely.
And we can provide that.
And that's our gift, right? That's part of mind, body, spirit, is bring it all together.
Absolutely.
You run such a tight ship on the back end. What advice can you give to people starting out, and or maybe not even starting out? Maybe they're in the midst of it and they're being successful, but they're looking back and they're going, wow, there's some chaos back there. What's your best advice?
The best advice is to make sure audit your systems on a daily basis. And if you do have people that are working with you, it's first meet with your staff on a continuous basis. At least even if you're just working with one person, or you have two people, or if you run a larger company, if you're not setting up a weekly staff meeting, you need to do that, because you really need to find out what's going on in the back end always. A lot of times as we start growing our business, we start as the owners of the company, we start focusing, and what I suggested earlier, on what it is that we do. But we do have to go back and touch bases to make sure things are flowing efficiently, because you don't want something to drop. And I also ask on a continuous basis as I go out and I go into marketing groups and I'm in masterminds with other people who run really successful businesses as well, you know, what programs they're using, what they've upgraded, also what they're paying for certain systems. I was running an Infusionsoft platform. I was paying $600 a month because I was sending out so many emails. Oh my God, we send a lot of emails from our business. It's crazy. But they actually sent me over to a consultant who specialized in Infusionsoft, and my bill went from $600 a month to $200 a month.
Wow.
Just on the conversations, like, oh, that's what you're doing here. We'll fix this. I'll call the people over there, tell them what you're doing, how you're sending it out. And there you go. So it's just because you have things in place doesn't mean you can't tweak them. And I didn't have to adjust anything as far as how I was sending out emails. It was how the platform was set up originally and what was on the back end. I think I paid her $150 for what she did, and she saved me $400 a month. It was crazy.
That's great.
So audit your systems and find out where you can upgrade also, and find out also how you can continue expanding your business, because a lot of times you can use the technology you already have to create new opportunities. You just don't know that. So, and a lot of times, like if for people who are using different shopping carts, and again, I use Infusionsoft, we've got such a powerful tool in the back end that we're paying for that we don't know quite how to utilize it, or we get intimidated by it. But again, if you don't know and you're in a position where you want to grow, hire someone, pay someone for 2 to 3 hours to consult you, look at your systems, audit it, and ask them if they can see where you can grow, where you can expand, where you can save money, if you need to change system out to make it more efficient so you can run more smoothly. And I would do that maybe once a year, because that investment is going to yield you results that are going to keep reaping you benefits over the years.
That's amazing advice, because I think we get so involved in what we're doing, and we're so excited with what we're doing and our customers and stuff, and we totally forget to look behind us.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, we don't have to have all the answers. Hire people that are experts at it, that love doing it. And it's not expensive. And again, it's more expensive to have your platform fall apart. It's more expensive to have an antiquated platform. If you're really serious about growing your business, and I know you guys are, if you're listening to the show, as serious as you are and as passionate as you are about doing what you're doing, support yourself. Give yourself the support that you would give someone else, and hire someone else to help you. Again, it can be just 2 to 3 hours of consulting, and it'll make a huge difference in your business.
Absolutely. What has been your biggest challenge with marketing?
Oh gosh, it's, you know, we never think that we're growing fast enough. And so I'm always trying to tweak to how we can get more business in. The biggest challenge in marketing is, I have to tell you, social media is a thing. You know, you hear all these things about social media is going to grow this, and it's going to get you this many sales, and if you follow this formula, and finding a formula, you know, and I'm doing formula, quote unquote, that really works on Facebook has been something that we've struggled with on the Telesummit. We have good traction. We've grown our list. I've got over 4,000 likes in a year, which is great, but you see other people, and this is where I get caught up in this also. I see other people that have, 20 to 30,000 likes on their Facebook post, and they're doing something similar. I'm just like, wait, hold on a second. How did they get that? And the truth is that we can't follow other people's formulas. We have to grow. We grow. And I'm actually at a point where I hired someone for social media to help me, and they didn't quite work out. It's like it wasn't yielding the results, but the energy just wasn't right either. And so I'm actually at a point where I'm going to start reaching out for help for my social media platform to help grow that. Now, the beautiful thing about it, Kimberly, was that I wasn't freaking out about social media. Oh my God, my Facebook isn't doing this. Twitter isn't doing that. I was focused on growing what wanted to grow. I was picking the low-hanging fruit and really going with that and investing energy there because that's where the energy wanted to go. I wasn't trying to take the platform and my list that's been growing left and right because of the great partnerships that we have and saying, oh my God, this isn't working in social media. I better focus all my attention there. It's like, no, let's let what wants to grow, grow. Let's put energy into it. Let's feed that baby and I can focus my attention. I can give the social media attention, but it doesn't have to consume me because it's not growing the way I think it's supposed to grow.
Yeah. And social media is so intimidating for people. And but you hear about it all the time. So you think I should be doing everything in it, but that's so not true.
Right. Right. Yeah. And we don't have to fall into the trap of believing that certain things have to be a certain way. If your business is growing, follow that energy. Once it starts getting, if it starts stagnating, or if you feel like you're ready for the next level, look at ways to expand that. But if, again, it's God, what analogy can I use? If you've got something that has momentum, don't stop the momentum. Let it go because that energy is wanting to take you somewhere. When that momentum starts slowing down a little bit and you want to grow it somewhere else, then fantastic. Or have other people to help you to grow it somewhere else while you're still following the energy that's building where that success is coming in.
Absolutely. Looking back on your journey, if you had to do it all over again, knowing what you know now, what would you do differently?
What would I do differently? Gosh.
I love this question because everyone was like, oh my goodness.
I would probably have hired a consultant a little bit earlier on and grown certain parts of the business. And I would have researched the people that some of the consultants a little bit better. There were some great teams that we hired and everything has a purpose. Everything was a learning experience. And we had some fantastic people coming on board. I didn't have a consultant help me with the telesummit, by the way. That just came organically. That was divinely inspired and just fell into place. And for anyone out there who wants to do a telesummit, it's not as hard as people say it is. It's actually really easy when your heart, mind, and spirit are connected with your intention. It'll succeed. The people that you want to invite will feel it, and the audience will feel it also. And it will provide you opportunities that you can think of. Maybe the telesummit doesn't continue for extended seasons, but other things will come of it. Maybe you'll have a huge successful telesummit that you'll be doing for the next 10, 20 years. But the energy is there and it's coming up for a reason. And again, it's not hard. None of these things are really hard, Kimberly.
Right.
None of these things are really that difficult. It's when we try to do too much or try to do it all on our own that we start getting overloaded and we can't put the systems into place because then we're working from a frazzled state. Now, to answer your question, what would I do differently otherwise? Yeah, I probably would have hired someone to help me organize a little bit quicker and reached out for help. And in that, it's also sharing your vulnerability, right? If we want to take it back to the personal level, which is really what helped me break out and bring in what I needed from the business aspect. Once I started to share that I didn't have all the answers, because in corporate, I was supposed to have all the answers, right? If you don't have the answers, then you're not worth anything and why are they paying you? And so we're trained to have all the answers. I had to learn to know that, let other people know that I was aware I didn't have the answers and ask for help. And if I would have asked for more help a little bit sooner, especially we were trying to run the other platform, I think it would have been a little bit easier. The learning curve would have been shorter.
Asking for help is so key. And I just want to say too, that it doesn't even matter if you're just starting out, you're making six figures, you're making seven figures. We all need mentors. We all need assistance. And there's just, it's a different person you're going to each time, but we all need that assistance. And just say, hey, I don't know this. Someone help me.
Right. And we're humans. We're always evolving and growing, right? So again, even if you're making seven figures, if you're at $5 million, what's preventing you from going to $10 million? Absolutely. If you're making $50,000, what's stopping you from going to $100,000? The energy is the same. there's no difference in the energy. There is just a block. There's an energetic block that we're putting up that is stopping the information from coming in, stopping the energy flow from coming in. And again, when you reach out for help, it's no one, we're the worst people at seeing our own blind spots. And so when we ask for help, people help expose those, help us break through those barriers, and will help us get to that next level.
Well said. So where do you see yourself going now? What's your next step in building your platform?
Oh gosh, Kimberly, there's so many opportunities that are coming up. The platforms, the Telesummit is going to continue to grow. And we built the Telesummit. It's a joint venture affiliate type of platform. So it's beautiful in that I get to build my email list on a continuous basis because each season, each of the speakers promote the series. And so that's going to continue expanding. I see the platform going more towards video. Video's going out there. So we'll start having videos starting next season for a lot of the transformational speakers that we'll be interviewing. And that's, again, that's me going into a whole nother level of my comfort zone. It's like, okay, it's easier on the radio because people hear my voice. They don't see me. Now people get to see me. And if you will judge me by seeing me on video, and I'm really okay with that, but it's taken me a while to say, okay, I'm ready for that next evolution. From there, there's opportunities for TV that are coming up. There's also opportunities to do speaker representation to help get a lot of these transformational speakers platform exposed to the world in a bigger way. There's a lot of the speakers that we work with, a lot of people doing self-help that whose work is absolutely amazing, but they don't have infrastructure in place. So I'm actually building a team to help transformational speakers have infrastructure. And I know that's what you do, Kimberly. And I can't wait to talk to you about that afterwards.
Perfect.
Because I want to build an A team for that, because what I want to do and what I envision is having a management company. And again, we've got a great opportunity coming in that unfortunately I can't talk too much about, but we want to do a talent management company where we actually get these amazing, amazing transformational leaders and the message that they're sharing out in the world in a bigger way. So we're going to get them on national TV, possibly produce their own TV shows also, which all sounds fantastic. If you are building a business, a mind, body, spirit business, and you have national TV exposure or your own TV, that is awesome. But if you don't have a back-end platform, if you don't have a product online that people can go to after they see your show and after they find out who you are, then you're wasting opportunities. You're missing out, and the audience is missing out on a chance to take your work and have it become part of them so that they can break out of their shell and become the souls that they're really here to do and make their contribution to the world. So we are creating, and this will happen pretty quickly. Again, the universe, I can feel it. It wants to bring it in. But I'm creating that platform so that it's there, so that the work that the mind, body, spirit community is doing can have its voice and continue to grow exponentially. Because right now, again, I deal so much in esoteric on the show. You know, it's the people in the audience are so, and I'm sorry to be so long on this, but this is so important. The people in the audience are, it's just so amazing. They're like, wow, I'm stuck here. I'm stuck there. I can't get out of this rut. And they are so far ahead in their self-improvement and transformation than other people that are not even aware that this type of work exists. They aren't even aware of the law of attraction and how energy works. And this is a more spiritual community. So I know your audience can resonate with this. If you guys are doing even just a little bit of the transformational work, if you are familiar with the law of attraction and perhaps you're meditating on a daily basis, you are more ahead than 95% of the population of the world.
And there's so many people that need the help. It's unbelievable, the numbers.
We need to get people off the couch watching TV and being drones and wake them up. And again, if only 5% of the population of the world is familiar with this type of work, look at the market that we're growing into. We're just at the tip of the iceberg. And if I have the opportunity to educate the world that this type of information exists and it's available and that it's easy and that it's affordable and they don't have to do it on their own and it's not weird, it's not woo-woo, and it can change their lives, their children's lives, their families' lives, and their community, then we're doing the world a great service.
Absolutely. You and I are so on the same page. This is a fantastic conversation. Because it's such a miss if they don't have a platform built. If you don't have the back end. Well, you've heard the stories of people that end up on Oprah and they're there and they're telling their story and they leave and they actually end up closing businesses because they just weren't prepared on the back end to handle it.
Right. And they didn't know that they can partition off a server from another company so that their internet, so that their website can take on all the hits.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just little things. It's, but if you don't know, you don't know.
Exactly.
And so I want to prepare these speakers for those opportunities, represent them well, because there's a legal component in it. There's production components. There's the website component. There's the PR. And I've been exposed to so much of it. And I have access to people that I really feel their integrity and authenticity is aligned with what I'm trying to build also that I'm going to partner with, that we're going to create a machine, a heart machine, if you will. It comes from the heart that is going to serve them so well. And again, it's going to serve the world because, again, we get to share these amazing tools and processes that have changed our lives with other people. And it's just our way of giving it back.
Wonderful. Any last bit of advice you can offer? I think we've given so much, but there might be one more nugget left that you have to share with my listeners.
Oh gosh, it's I always go with Terry, but follow your heart and follow your knowing. It's the biggest thing. And it's, you know, I'm not sure if your audience, there's a book out there called The Artist's Way, which is an amazing book. And if you haven't picked it up, you may want to read it because it's how the creative process flows. And it's about keeping your vision and when you're building something and knowing when to share that vision and who to share it with, because there's going to be people as you grow and as you expand and you share your creative expression, which is your business, right? There's going to be people who maybe want to be safe or can't see what you're envisioning, and you don't want to share your information with them because they're going to bring you down. They're going to lower the vibration. They create that uncertainty within the field, and you don't need that. And then there's certain people that you will be able to share it with, and they're going to expand on it. And it's about knowing when to share, when not to share, when to stay within your own creative bubble and when to start expressing it outwardly so that you can grow it. So The Artist's Way is a fantastic book that I recommend to everybody because it really is aligned with building your business. And even though building your business can be a very linear process, it's also a tremendously creative, intimate process that if you're going to be in that intimate space, you want to be with people that you want to be intimate with.
Love it. I'm going to go pick it up because I have not read it. Fantastic. Yeah. And lastly, if my listeners wanted to find you and get more information on you and your telesummit, where would they go and look?
I'll go to beyondtheordinaryshow.com. It'll give you information about the upcoming speakers, a little bit of information about myself also. And you get to listen to the interviews for free. There's no charge at all. How we monetize the summit is that there's actually a back end offer on each interview. So everything online in the show is absolutely 100% free. We're going to share information during each and every interview that's going to give you steps, processes, information so that you can learn something from it, take it and apply it into your life, apply it into your business, apply it into your personal relationships. And if you resonate with the speakers, if you find their message compelling, if you think that you can learn something more from them, there's a back end offer that's significantly discounted. That you can dive deeper into their work if you're so inclined to do so.
Fantastic. Well, the amount of information you've given has been incredible. And thank you so much for your time. And I look forward to listening to your show and seeing where it goes next.
Thank you, Kimberly. It's such an honor being here. And just, it's such an honor getting to be in the energy with your audience. And I can feel what everybody is building out there. And I just want to send everyone just a tremendous amount of love and energy for where you're putting your heart into and the expression that you're creating, and just more power to you. Keep doing it. Keep shining your light in this world. We need it.
That's beautiful.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.